welcome to the Windy Webcast. As we all know, today's energy sources rely on fossil fuels and gasoline. But one day, we will run out of these non-renewable resources. The best way now is to develop other energy resources such as geothermal and solar energy. Today, let's focus on wind energy's design, economic factors, and environmental impacts. To touch on the design process of wind turbine, let's send it over to Anders.
A wind turbine works through when wind is blown into the rotors of the wind turbine, that spins a drive shaft. And that drive shaft is connected to a gearbox similar to the transmission of a car. And what that gearbox does is it changes the generally lower RPM of the drive shaft from the rotors itself into higher RPMs that can be then connected into a generator. And that generator will convert the mechanical energy at the high RPMs of the drive shaft into electrical energy, which is then pumped down into battery station or directly into the home or business. As when you design a farm, when you design a wind farm where you don't want a lot of towers to be built, you generally don't place them one behind another, as the first tower will distort the wind for the second tower and so on and so forth, and you won't get your maximum yield from the wind tower. When it comes to the tower design itself, is actually greatly improved over the last few years as towers keep getting bigger, the rotors keep getting longer, and just generally becoming more powerful and generating more energy from each individual tower. One thing that has been started being played around with design, starting some prototype projects and stuff like that, is offshore placement of individual wind towers and wind turbines. What this does is it allows for very little obstructions from mountains or cities, and a smaller environmental impact than if you place it on a hill where there's lots of birds and lots of wildlife around. And also this allows for no obstruction from mountains and winds, and no general higher yields or high winds along the sea.
Thanks, Anders. Now let's hear from Steve on how our environmental impact on wind farms.
There are many pros and cons regarding environmental impact. The first has to do with land use. Unfortunately, wind turbines can be as tall as 114 meters tall, and the diameter of the blades can range up to 5 meters. When wind turbines are being installed, they usually are spaced 5 to 10 rotator diameters apart. Wind energy usually requires 30 to 141 acres per megawatt produced. In addition to land use, wind turbines serve as a significant hazard to wildlife. Wind energy is frequently associated with bird and bat death. As the turbines spin, any animal that flies encounters the risk of flying into the large blades. Offshore wind turbines can also lead to marine life habitat fragmentation and depletion. Interestingly, humans that reside near wind turbines can also be affected. The aerodynamics of the blades spinning can create a vibration that produces a large sound. To most people, this not only interferes with everyday life, but can lead to certain health issues such as headaches. Despite the negative environmental impact, wind energy has minimal effects on the environment as it pertains to emissions. Unlike most energy sources, fossil fuels are not essential in the production of a turbine. Because of this, greenhouse gases like NOx and SOx will not be emitted.
Nice, Steve. Now, last but not least, let's hear about what Matisse has to say about the economic side of wind energy.
Well, as with any major energy project, economic factors play a vital role in determining an energy source's viability. Perhaps the most important factor is cost. Wind turbines, due to their sheer size and complexity, have high upfront costs when compared to other renewable energy sources. Both the fabrication and installation of turbine systems is very expensive. Part of this cost is the large amount of land that must be purchased in order to build the wind farms using large utility turbines. Despite the upfront cost, however, wind power is becoming much cheaper in terms of dollars per production capacity. For instance, in 2012, it cost $1,940 per kilowatt to construct a wind farm, which was down $200 per kilowatt from 2011, nearly a 10% decrease. This is a promising sign that wind power cost will continue to drop and that wind power will be used more. In addition to decreasing costs, wind power's effects on the national economy have been getting better and better. The wind power industry in the United States has grown rapidly over the past decade, with wind farms springing up all over the country. The highest concentration of wind farms can be found in the Midwest, stretching from Texas to Minnesota, taking advantage of the steady winds blowing across the prairies. That being said, States in the Northeast and the West have also seen more wind farms being constructed since 2000. On the topic of wind power construction, less than 10 years ago, roughly 70% of wind power projects in the United States were built with foreign products. Now, however, roughly 70% of wind power projects are built with domestic products. These domestic companies building these turbines have put many people to work around the country, building all kinds of components for wind power. For instance, blades are being built in Washington, and turbine systems are being built in Vermont. The growth in the wind power industry has been dramatic. Wind technology exports in the U.S. have increased from $16 million in 2007 to $388 million in 2012. American companies are becoming more competitive in the global wind power market. Leaving the United States, the largest wind power market in the world is China. Over the past decade, they've been stepping up production of wind turbines dramatically. Chinese manufacturers build mostly in China for the time being, and while exports are low, they are increasing rapidly.
All right, thanks for listening.